clears to Nelson. He wants to force this out. Pappenhausen! He's got a hat-trick!
Look out, here he is again.
Clear. Pappenhausen! He's going to get four! This is unbelievable!
Going to get four? I thought he got three. Ryan Pappenhausen, he's here for Keyser, struggling with back pain. Now's the time for Keyser. Pappy, welcome to the program and congratulations.
Tim, Gary, thanks for having me on. It's been a while. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
It's been an age. We've missed you terribly. We've been working furiously behind the scenes to make sure this deal come to fruition. You must have been thrilled when you put pen to paper.
Yeah, I was pretty stoked with it all. It's obviously a big time in my life to be able to sign a deal for another 3 years, which keeps me here till I'm 27. So I think after this, I'll be able to definitely say I'm Melburnian. but yeah, I'm really stoked and just grateful that the club's given me another opportunity to sign on. So yeah, it's another 4 years of coming to the studio by the looks of it.
Yeah, and we're happy to have you as well, Pap. Congratulations on getting the bag. Why three? I'm sure they would have offered you longer, did they or not?
Three was about what they sort of come to me with, and then just a lot of discussing it with my manager. We thought that was a good time, sort of come off contract at 27 and then sort of go again from there. So it's a good bit of security and I guess being at a good club and knowing that Craig's going to be here as well for another 5 years, that was a big part in the decision. And yeah, just that sort of really made the decision easy in the end.
So that announcement came a couple of days ago that Craig Bellamy had re-signed for 5 years. So were you waiting to hear that news?
I guess so, a little bit. But we sort of, it was a weird one because I remember speaking to his manager a while ago in the sheds and just talking about how close he was to signing. And then I was like, well, I'm pretty close as well. And then I was sort of just like, the time if it all happened this week was probably a little bit lucky, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. Everything happens for a reason. So that's something might happen, I reckon.
No. The Melbourne Storm fans would be over the moon to have you both committed for the long term. What was the interest levels from other clubs? You can tell us now how many came at you and who came with the biggest offer.
It was a little bit of interest around, but it was probably a blessing in disguise that they couldn't actually talk about money or the term of contracts because they can't until November 1. So it was good to know that there was interest, but I think once we sort of got an offer from the Storm, to be able to stay here and stay at a place where I've learnt my craft and where I debuted, and two, to be playing behind some of the players we've got here and some of the signings that have just happened recently here. So yeah, I'm really excited, and that was a big part of the decision of why I wanted to stay on. But yeah, it was just good to know if there was sort of interest elsewhere. But yeah, at the end of the day, I was going to stay here.
Hey, Pab, we've been worried about you. We haven't tried to track you down and speak to you because we knew that you needed some time away and you were recovering. You had a 10-week layoff due to concussion-related symptoms. How are you now? You're 100% fit and well again now?
Yeah, pretty close to it. I think it's just still working through some neck things at the moment. So I'm just going to build a bit of strength back up there. I think that whole whiplash motion sort of threw everything out. So been doing a bit of work with chiropractors, physios, just to sort of build that strength back up. But that'll be an ongoing thing just to do throughout the season for the rest of the year. So hopefully in the off-season I can build it to a good strength again. But yeah, right now it's just about sort of getting that work in just so I can be ready to play games and all you can.
And does it affect your confidence in any way?
It probably did on the weekend, but I don't know. I just feel good for that sort of run, I think. And because it was sort of a close game, I don't think there's many more situations that you can be put in and be nervous about. So I think I'm happy that I experienced that coming into a close game and having to put my body on the line. But yeah, I've done a bit more work at training this week in terms of contact and just those sort of little areas that needed to work and improve from last week. So the confidence is bit higher this week. But yeah, it was a bit of an unknown last week, I think. And I'm just happier that I got out there and then got to play, even though it was a short amount of time. I felt good for it.
Yeah, we're thrilled as well. Just one last one on this. From this point on now, you would understand, as we all do, concussion is a bit of a hot topic at the moment in all sports, contact sports. Will you do some ongoing testing, or is there anything in place just to be able to track exactly how you're going?
Yeah, so we go see a neuropsych. So obviously I had a couple of concussions, so I'll check in with the neuropsych every couple of months. We've done our baseline test a couple of years ago, so we'll sort of do one of them. That's like a 2-hour test, just to sort of see where you're at, and yeah, I'll just keep monitoring that, and just got to be honest with the doctors and everything like that. So it's as you said, it's starting to be a bit more prevalent now, and I think the good thing about it is the club's taking it pretty seriously, and yeah, that sort of helps me as a person too, and especially my family. They were a bit scared when it all happened, but to be reassured that the Storm were going about it the right way and they were taking care with it just made me feel a bit more comfortable as well. So, like I said, yeah, it's pretty serious, and I think they're dealing with it how they should. But yeah, it is what it is, and when you play footy, those things are going to happen. So at the end of the day, if we take it seriously, then I think that's what we can really do.
Well, Pap, we're talking to Ryan Pappenhausen, just signed a new deal with the Melbourne Storm, so he's extended his contract by 3 years. The figure that's been floated around in the paper today, Gary, the bag's got about $2 million plus in it. That's a big bag. That is a very big bag.
What are you going to do with it all, Pap?
I don't know, buy a few racehorses, maybe.
You're into the virtual horse racing, aren't you?
Yeah, got a couple of crypto horses at the minute, so that's good fun. keeping me sane while we're in a bit of a lockdown up here.
Yeah, Tim and I have been flirting with the idea of getting involved with the digital horses, but we don't know how to go about it. Have you got any good ones?
Yeah, so it's taken me a bit, but then we just jumped into like a little syndicate with a few of our mates who started it probably a year ago, and We've actually got a nice colt running around at the moment, Shooting for Gold, and he is the real deal. He had five.
No, he's not the real deal.
No, he's not. He's a
virtual horse.
he's the real deal. Trust me. But no, it's pretty much just like an NFT. So I don't know if you've heard about them before, but non-fungible tokens, and they pretty much rate on a platform based off Ethereum, which is a cryptocurrency. So it's all pretty cool and pretty hard to get your head around, but once you're sort of in it, it's like racing and training a real thoroughbred. It's pretty much the same basics. You look at the breeding, you try placing in the right races, and yeah, it's part of the fun.
I got a friend up there in Noosa. I know the Melbourne Storm at the moment are camped up there in Noosa. 15 wins in a row, if you don't mind. I mean, that's how unbelievable this team is. But I got a friend up there as a hairdresser. You didn't pop in there for a haircut yesterday, did you, Pap? You haven't taken the locks off, have you? The mullet's not gone. Tell us it's not.
No. The mullet's here to stay. I went down to Maroochydore actually to get a haircut yesterday. So I've got a barber down there who helps me out. Trims it up. He says he doesn't want to let anyone else touch the mullet. So I guess if he's that passionate, I'll have to keep going back there.
How are you handling all the lockdown again? I mean, you guys have become experts at it. Your performance last year to handle it all was just one of the great sporting achievements in recent times. How's it all going this year?
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one this year. We obviously dealt with it last year, and it's probably been more of a roller coaster this year in terms of, are we in a bubble or are we out of a bubble? How long is it going to last for? Are we going to go back to Melbourne? Those are probably the questions that have been asked this year, but it's just the same mentality, really. Just we should have had it last year to adapt and overcome to whatever was thrown at us. So we're sort of hoping we can get back to Melbourne in a couple of weeks. But yeah, as I said, it's always sort of changing. That's probably been the challenge of it this year. We've already relocated twice, and our members and fans definitely want to see us back at Amy, so we're pretty keen to get back there too, and hopefully can get a few games at the end of the year.
Is the club saying to you as a group that there's the potential that you will play a final in Melbourne?
It's a pretty fluid situation. I don't think they want to tell us that in case we don't.
Yeah.
They sort of always have, I think, 2 weeks ahead, and at the moment the plan's to play Manly up at Suncorp, and then hopefully go back to Melbourne after that. But yeah, we won't find out more probably until after this game. So there hasn't been any talk about finals, but I don't know why it wouldn't be if Victoria's all clean and ready to go.
Let's hope so, mate. We are over the moon. We're just so proud of the Melbourne Storm. We love the fact that you've recommitted. You're our man, of course. So your 50th game tomorrow night. We wish you all the best with that. Hopefully you get through all safe and well, and it's onwards to the finals. Well done, and it's great to talk to you again.
Thanks, guys. Good to be back.
On you, Pap.
Ryan Papenhuyzen, our man, SEN Breakfast's own, just was a bit of a journeyman until he came on board with us, Wisp. Yes. And now look at him.
We've put him on the map, we have. No doubt about that, Gary. We have put him on the map.